sure that that was a good idea. They do have tickets with them, I'm told, so if you'd like to mob them in the interval. Talking of intervals, there will be an interval after the next item, during which time coffee will be available from the hatch over there. And if you'd like to know anything more about what either society will be doing in the future, Imperial Opera have got a production of Boccaccio coming up May or June time next year. And Imperial College Operatic Society are presently rehearsing for Grand Duke in February. If you'd like to know anything more about those, there's a piece of card at the back that you can leave a name and address on, and we'll let you know more. Charles Villiers Stanford was usually regarded as an English composer, but I believe he was born in Ireland. He wrote a great variety of works, and we're going to do three fairly contrasting works tonight. The first two, motet called Beati Coram Via, and the second one, a part song called The Bluebird with soloist Hilary Musgrave. The third one is really songs for baritone with chorus accompaniment. It's called Songs of the Fleet. There are five of them, and we're going to do numbers 1 and 4. If you came to Imperial Opera's last production of The Fairy Queen in Chelsea in October, and sat in seat A7 or A8, you probably wouldn't have seen much of the Fairy Queen, but you'd have seen someone leaping around with a baton in front of you. Well, tonight, this person, we've actually managed to turn him round to face the audience, and he's going to be singing the baritone solo. That's Robert Dean, who you'll meet in a moment. The person who is actually leaping around, obscuring your view in front of you this time, will be the conductor, Dick Stockton.